God's eternal purpose. Though you were slaves of sin, you became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching to which you were committed. Romans 6, verse 17. In Romans 6, like many other passages, Paul tells us how it is. He gives us the facts of how God deals with man. And as believers, we can choose to respond positively to the word of God, or we can choose to ignore his word. God will not compromise his word just so that our reason can be satisfied. And if God has stated in Scripture that this is how it is, then we have no option but to listen to what God tells us in Scripture and put it into action. Human logic dictates that God deals with us in the same way that we deal with other people. But this is incorrect thinking and is not what Scripture teaches us. God sets out in his word the basis of how he deals with us. God sets out in his word the basis of how we must respond to him. In Romans 6, like many other passages, Paul just tells us how it is. And what is required of us is simply to know the truth, trust his word, and apply his word. And the general principle is this. First, know God's word. Gain knowledge. Develop a deep desire to know him. Second, believe God's word. Trust him implicitly. Believe the truth of his word. Third, live God's word. Apply his word in all you are and say and think and do. These simple instructions conflict with the function of man's old sin nature. And these simple instructions are diametrically opposed from man's human wisdom. For the sin nature, that is the flesh, is in conflict against the spirit. And man's wisdom, man's reason, is foolishness to God. Too often we approach God's word based on our human rationalization. And we assume that God will deal with us in the same way that we deal with others. But Scripture clearly outlines the one and only basis on which God deals with man. For God will never answer to human reason. And more often than not, God's instructions in his word conflict with human wisdom and rational thinking. Indeed, human reason and man's logic causes us to misunderstand much of God's word. Now this is the score. God has set out his unalterable plan and eternal purpose in his word. God has given progressive revelation of himself through his word. The inexpressible, eternal, unfathomable God communicates to us by his word, and he chose to record his great purpose and plan in one way, in his word. God communicated through his chosen vessels, and all we need is to know his word. But his truth is also designed to be accepted by faith. God will not change his divinely developed dealings with man, nor will he alter his outlined instructions to us. So perhaps it's time for us to start doing things his way, to know God's word, to believe God's word, and to live by God's word.